So we are in the midst of the 9 days, and this is Erev Shabbos Chazoin. It is only natural that we should deal today with one of the sugyas on Tisha B'Av, and I am fully aware that we are still in the midst of this terrible war in Eretz Yisrael, and our children and brothers are still putting their lives in jeopardy, their Mesirus Nefesh, for their brothers and sisters, Yoshve Eretz HaKodesh. So the topic we will be discussing today is something regarding Kodesh Tisha B'Av, and at the end of the year, we will also say some more words about the Matzav in Eretz Yisrael. Simatov Kuf Nun Dalad, B'Seif HaRishon, the first seat in Simatov Kuf Nun Dalad, we learn the Halacha and the basic sources in Tanis Daf Lamed. In Tisha B'Av, there is a prohibition of learning Torah. Also, Likrois, B'Torah, B'Mishnah, B'Gemorah, B'Medlish, Halachas V'Godes, there's a general prohibition in Isor and Talmud Torah, Mishum Shenema, P'kudei Hashem, Yisholam, Asam Chalev. So the Shulchan Aruch makes it very clear that the rationale, the reason that we cannot learn Torah on Tisha B'Av is because Tisha B'Av, one should be in the state of mind of Avelis and Tzar and sorrow and grief and not Simcha. And because Torah is Mesameach L'Bashalodam, as the Pasuk says, Kudei Hashem Yishom Asam Chalev, and therefore we cannot learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. However, the Mashon and Talat of Lama the Medalach has a different approach, and according to the Mashon, the reasoning that one cannot learn Tisha B'Av is Kedei Shelo Yasiach Da'atoi Min HaAvelis. A person should be concentrated on Avelis, on grief, on sorrow, on mourning the Chorban Beis Hamikdash and any other activity that may take his attention away and his mind away from Avelis is a prohibition. There are other activities which Chazal rejected because this same Cheshash Shelo Yasiach Da'atoi Min HaAvelis, that is Mekech Umemka, business. The reason we cannot engage in business on Tisha B'Av has nothing to do with Simcha. When you make a business transaction or a business deal, sometimes you're very happy and sometimes you're very unhappy. It all depends on the nature of the transaction and how it works out. Usually one party is happy and the other party is less happy. The reason one should not engage in Mekech HaMemka and business on Tisha B'Av is Shelo Yasiach Da'at Min HaAvelis, and that is also the Issa of Kvisa, of doing laundry, B'Shavua Shechal B'Tisha B'Av. So according to the Mashon, that is the reason Chazal prohibited Talmud Torah. And the Mashon points out that Kudei Hashem Mesor Mesam Chalev is only brought at the end of the Braisa regarding Tanoike Shel Beis Labam, because Tanoike Shel Beis Labam are not Chayev and Avelis. So why would they be prohibited to learn Torah? By them, it's not Shaykh to say Shelo Yasiach Da'atim and Avelis, because they're not Bechlal the Mitzvah at all. They're not Mechuyev and Avelis, and therefore it is because of Kudei Hashem Yishom Mesam Chalev that the general prohibition on adults and grown people to learn Torah is Shelo Yasiach Da'atim and Avelis. I just want to point out that Rashi on this path specifically makes it very clear that the reason the entire Issa of Talmud Torah at Tisha B'Av is Mishum Simcha, and that is also what we learn very clearly in the Shulchan Aruch. The Issa of Talmud Torah at Tisha B'Av is Mishum Shepkudei Hashem Yeshorev Misam Chelev. Now, in the Gemara Tana, it is a Machlokes Tana Kama of Yehuda. According to the Tanakhama, one may learn Dvorim She'enoi Rogel Lishnois. If it's a new sugya, there is no prohibition. Rashi explains, a new sugya, there isn't really simcha until you really get into it. But Betchilas Ha'ir, when it's more tzar, it demands toil, it demands working very hard till you understand the sugya al bulya, and therefore, according to the Tanakhama, that is not prohibited. When you go through a sugya, a beautiful svara, a chiddush that you are already thoroughly familiar with, that is a simcha. But when you begin to learn a sugya, usually it is more humble than simcha. But what is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, nevertheless, even the Dvorim She'einai Rogel Lishnois, there still is an issa. So Vashkofer Shoina, I would argue maybe the two reasonings, the two svaras, regarding the basis of this Issa, maybe that's the Machlokes Tana Kama Rav Yehuda, because if the reason is, according to the understanding of the Mashon, Shelo Yasiach Da'atim and Avelis, then it would be reasonable to say, Kal V'Chomer, the Tchilas Ha'Iyun. Kamet Koyme Vidurom She'en Eirog HaLishnois, that demands even more concentration and even more Pesach Hadat from any other thought. Because until you really understand the Sugya and its fundamentals, it demands far more toil and far more Ian. So there is a chash shalo yisiyah lav min avedet. But if the reason is mishum simcha, kudi Hashem yishom esam chalev, then it makes a lot of sense to say that a new sugya there still is no simcha. The Torah Zohar has a different interpretation as he's caught in base regarding this machlekes. But anyway, the halacha is, even though v'she'ein ha'rogel, it is still b'chalal ha'isu. Why? This brings us to another question, which the Taz deals with. Well, in Tana Zaflamid, it is very clear, and also in Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch, Mevatlim Tinoi Kishel Beis Laban. The Taz asks, well, if we look around, children very much prefer to be in camps, to have fun, to play their games, and not to learn Torah. So why would be Mevatl Torah from children? I think they enjoy more the Bittul Torah than learning. After all, we do find an early expression, Ketina Kabareach Mebeis HaSeifa, which seems to indicate very clearly that children would prefer not to learn than to learn. So the Taz says, the reason Shemavatlim Tenoikesh Shubeis Rabim is because of the Simcha of the Malamdim. Well, 200 years transpired till the Orach Shulchan came along, and he said, well, if we look around at the Malamdim, seems very clear that they too would prefer a break and a day off, and they're not so happy to be learning with the kids. Either the Orach Shulchan was more realist than the Taz, or different times, changing times, and Yeridus Adoyres, maybe in the days of the Taz, the Malamdim were so gratified and so happy to learn with the Kindalach, but till the Orach Shulchan came along, times have changed. The Orach Shulchan suggests that even those that would prefer not to learn, still, when you're learning Torah, there always is some basic simcha, k'moshe kosov, k'udesh ha'mishom, nesam chalei. My approach would be a more simple one, and I think similar to what we find in very, very many sugyas. Chachomim hishvu midoseyem, loy pluk. In a very basic way, Kudi Hashem Yishom Sam Chalev, and a Jew has simcha and derives tremendous satisfaction out of learning Torah. Every individual is different. Not everybody is the same. Not every sugi is the same. Chachomim Hishu Midrisev. And therefore, the prohibition is total across the board without exceptions. And Chazal were not machalek between a malamed and a kollel guy, an adult or a child, and that is the same reason they were not machalek between Dovish Arogel Lishnois and Dovish Ein Arogel Lishnois. Im keinu tatu teres kol echod v'yechod v'yodur. So Chazal, at least that is the Maskonas Halacha, did not differentiate between one person and another, one style and another, one sugya and another, and the prohibition is all-encompassing. That explains the sugya of Tanakh Shabbos Adam, and also Maskonas Halacha regarding the Machlokes, the Dovah She'ein Eirog HaLishnois. An interesting question I dealt with in the past. There is an exception, the Dvorim HaRoyim. And that is in the Gemara Mefurish. There are parts of Torah, Shebichsav and Shebalpeh, which one can learn on Tisha B'Av. And that is the stories of Churban HaBayis, the Sugir Mesechet Gitnei Bavli, Mesechet Tanit and Yerushalmi, Sefer Iyov, which deals with terrible tragedy, Pirkei Nevuah, which deal with the Churban, Divrei Techochah and Musar. All these are permissible, as made clear in the Sugya and the Gemara, in Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. But an interesting argumentation is found, permissible or mandatory, is there a chiyuv Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av? The Mati Yehuda and Reb Chaim Palagi have differences of opinion in this Sugya. And Hashalas HaShuvah Zibra Yatzev, Moiri V'Rabi, I had the school of learning, being a disciple of the Kodesh of the Rebbe, I don't even have to say what his opinion is. I think every person could guess there is a shaila, whether a person is chayiv and talmud tzora, and the Kohen Gadol has an opinion, everybody could guess what his opinion would be. And as you are probably guessing this moment, the Divrei Yosef is very forceful in his opinion, and he says, if we could, then we must. If we have enough, what to learn on Tisha B'Av, how would you say it's not chiyuk? So if there is any text, any source matter, that one is permitted to learn on Tisha B'Av, it definitely should be a chiyuk. Why would Tisha B'Av be different than any other day? That is the opinion of the Divrei Yosef. What shall we do in the Rishonim? It seems to be very clear to the contrary. That even though Chazal were mato, learning various different sources on Tisha B'Av is not a chiyuv, but rather a reshus, voluntary, not mandatory. Rashi and the Ritva both ask a very basic question. When the Gemara says, Ovel chayav b'kol ha-mitzvos, Ovel b'yom rishon patur min ha-tefillin. Because tefillin is pe'er, avelus is eifer, pe'er and eifer don't go together. So Rashi asks, how could Chazal say Ovel chayav b'kol ha-mitzvos? He is potur matal m'tayrus. He is prohibited from learning Torah. Rashi b'maykot nafcho falaf says, Ovel chayav b'kol ha-mitzvos that don't involve direct simcha. But mitzvah tal m'tayrus, which is misameach, goes without saying. There is no need even to say it. Ovel is potur matal m'tayrus because tal m'tayrus is simcha, and therefore, an Ovel is exempt from mitzvah tal m'tayrus. The Ritva has the same question, my Gotten Tez Bova Madalav, and the Ritva suggests two different answers. One is, Ein le meiden melakolos afilu bomukam shenei behem chut. Right, because I'll say, Ovel chai bekol ha-mitzvus. Kol ha-mitzvus is lav dafke kol ha-mitzvus. Chutz mitzvelen, which would indicate all the other mitzvus, he is chai. No, Ein le meiden melakolos afilu bomukam shenei behem chut. Even though Chazal said chutz mitzvelen, there may be other mitzvus from which he is exempt. And Talmud Torah, the first and foremost amongst them. The other tenets of the Ritva is Ovel Chayev the Talmud Torah, but he is going to the Kriyash Mashachos Taharis. Because twice in Shas, Nadorim Chesu Medalef, and Zvochim, not Zvochim, but rather Melech HaTzadik Tesu Medveis, he boya potenashe the Kriyash Mashachos Taharis. And these two sources, we see that a person could get away. He is Yoitza Yedei Chagose Benisus Talmud Torah, the Kriyash Mashachos Taharis. So a novel is chayev b'mitzvah Talmud Torah. But he is prohibited. No, he's here to the Shachar Yaretz. So it is very clear on Rashi and the Ritva. Why don't they say, Tisha B'Av is no different than any other day. He is chayev b'Talmud Torah. He has to finish Sefer Iyov. He has to finish the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and Dinei Avedis and the Dinei Tisha B'Av and the Sugyas of Chorban and many Pirkei Novi. I think even the 9 days won't be enough for the 3 weeks to finish everything that he can learn on Tisha B'Av, and if it's a chiyuv, what is the kasha of the Rishonim? And why don't the Rishonim answer such a pashtut? So to me it seems very clear in Rashi and the Ritva, there is no chiyuv or mitzvah Talmud Torah of Tisha B'Av. The maximum that he is mechiyuv regarding Talmud Torah is clear, Shema Shachas V'Yaretz. And a Shabbat Le'Leket Tol Chesmuch HaSimcha Vav, Shabbat Le'Leket brings B'Shem Tshuva Tagoinim, the Tisha B'Av and Yemei Avelis, one does not say Berach Satoyla. So this opinion is very clear. If there's no Bishat Torah, that it's only because there's no Mitzvah Talmud Torah. If Tisha B'Av is no different than any other day, there's a Chiyuv Gomer to learn all the day, why shouldn't one say Bishat Torah? Now, I'm fully aware that the halach is that we do say Bishat Torah in Tisha B'Av, but that does not necessarily indicate the reason we do say Talmud Torah is because we maintain that there is a Chiyuv. It may very well be that there is no Chiyuv Talmud Torah in Tisha B'Av, but nevertheless, we still say Berach Zatoyra, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskim, some of Mem Zayin or Chaim Tzif Yudara, that even Noshim, women say Berach Zatoyra even though they have no mitzvah in Talmud Torah, because they don't have a mitzvah, but nevertheless, they do say Torah. They say Parshas HaKorbonos. The same regarding Tisha B'Av, we do say Kriya Shema. Well, the Bishayisir is Mesupik and Simon Mem Vov and Orchaim, where the Kriya Shema necessitates Berach Zatoyra. But many say yes. So we do say Kishma, we do say Korbonis, would you say psukei chayre and psukei tehelem b'seger atfila, and therefore we say b'chsa chayre. But at least the Gaonim quoted in Shulchan Aruch, like, make it very clear that there is no mitzvah to amper and tishabah. Now, the Kliyoko wasn't a rishon. Neither was he a poisek, but he was one of the great Gedolim of his time. And in Kliyoko ala Torah, it's drush, it's not psach, but nevertheless, even sichas chulos, the minchah sichas talmud, or bevaday divrei terosa. So the Kliyoko explains what Esav says: Yikrohu yemei evil ovi va'aharba esyankiv ochi. So the simple interpretation is Esav wanted to kill Yaakov, but he did have great respect for his father. And he didn't want to cause his father on this message and sorrow. And therefore Esav says, I will wait till my father passes away. After his demise, the first thing I'll do, I will kill my brother Yaakov. But the Kli Yoker has a wonderful pshat b'derech d'Rashi, and he says, Esav knows that the schus of Yaakov's Torah will safeguard him. And Esav will have no ability to cause him harm. However, although also be the Torah, so be a meaveda, the Torah wouldn't be megan on Yaakov Avinu, and there's dead that Esav might be successful in hurting him and killing him. That is the interpretation of the Kli Yoker, which makes it very clear. To him, it was as simple as possible that an avol has no mitzvah and definitely no chiyuv of talmud Torah. So let's get back to the basic question of the Divrei Esav. What would the explanation be? How would we understand if there's enough Torah to learn in Tisha B'Av, why wouldn't there be a chiyuv and a mitzvah of talmud Torah? I want to suggest three different approaches, and I think each and every one of the three is valid and is yasha valid. Number one. We dealt with the question before, why are we mevatel tinoike shel beis lachem or melamdim? The Aruch HaShulchan says, whenever you learn Torah, there is some basic simcha, and I want to reiterate and strengthen that basic arkosh. I give a shir every year on Tisha B'Av in the sugya of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa in my shul. And usually I go over the same thoughts, the same perushim. I do not say divrei perusha, divrei pirpul, because that is against the pashtus halacha. But nevertheless, I have great hanoah from the Shia. Whatever I learn, whenever I learn, it is always so satisfying and so gratifying, and we derive tremendous hanoah, tremendous simcha out of Talmud Torah, even when we learn in Yonei Achor. So on one hand, it intensifies the feeling of mourning when you oisik, either in the halachas or the agudas of the stories of Churban HaBayis. But on the other hand, there is some basic hanah. So when Chazal say we are entitled, and it is mutar to learn Torah Tisha B'Av, it's somewhat of a compromise. It would be better and preferable if we could just be oisik and avelis the entire day. But most people cannot be oisik and avelis all day, and therefore Chazal said, you could learn the sugis of Chorban HaBayis. Even though there is some basic simcha on one hand, but on the other hand, it intensifies and it deepens our feeling of avelis. So there is no chiyuv, but there is a hetzer. There is no chiyuv because it would be preferable if we would just be oisik and avelis the entire day. An additional touch to this same basic approach. Many opportunities I dealt with the question of the basic mitzvah of Talmud Torah. How much does one have to learn all day? And I always state a beautiful story that Rav Henkin was the God of America before Rav Moshe came up and achieved such tremendous admiration of the entire halakha world. So Rav Henkin used to tell the story that as a younger man, he once met the Chazon Ish somewhere in a town, and he didn't know the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish then was still incognito, and he turned to the Chazon Ish and he asked him, "Ihr lernt?" Meaning to ask, "Are you a learned person? Do you learn Torah?" And the Chazon Ish responded by saying, "Dann ich hab Zeit lernen ich. When I have time, I learn." And obviously, he had a lot of time. And I always say that is not only a beautiful story of Amras Chayin of the Chazon Ish, but it is the most precise hagdola and definition of Mitzvah Talmud Torah I have ever heard. person has to learn Torah when he has time. When he doesn't have time, he's put, because besides Sabbath Torah, we have 612 other mitzvahs to perform. And a person has to bring Parnassah to his home, and he has to raise a family, and he has to spend time with his family. But whenever you have time, you have to learn Torah. That is that goal. Tisha B'Av, we don't have time. Because mitzvah Sayyim is available. And mitzvah Sayyim always overrides Talmud Torah. Tisha B'Av, one should be busy with mitzvah Sayyim, which is this Avala Yerushalayim. It is only because, factually, we are not Mesavan Yerushalayim Kodiyo. We're not there. We're not great enough. We don't feel the Chorm with proper intensity, and therefore, mutar lasag the Torah. But it can't be a chiyuv, because the primary chiyuv Tisha B'Av is Avelis, and that overrides the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Approach number three, which I feel very strongly. Many other opportunities have made it clear that the Ikka mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah Metzuch Simcha. Rabbeinu Yonah. Perek Beis Mishni Yudalet, Sechet Tovris, Kishat HaMesiget, Bar Tishna Sheva, Egle Tal, probably the most powerful sources, Eresh Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar Mesechet Nedorom Daf Mem Ches, and he writes, Ikar HaTzivui, Ikar HaTzivui, the Ikar Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Simcha Saleiv, Shenena Pkudei Shemesh Amasam Chalei. So the same passage that Chazal used to explain why Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av is prohibited, Rabbi Avraham Nahar uses to be Mavaya, the essence of Talmud Torah, Simchas Aleihem, the Smoach B'Divrei Torah. So when we cannot be Mekayim the Mitzvah as we should, there is no Mitzvah, no Chiyuv in Talmud Torah. There cannot be a Chiyuv. We cannot, when we cannot learn in its fullest and most proper way and fashion. And because Ikra Mitzvah Talmud Torah is to learn b'simcha, b'shkiko, b'shashua, with immense hanoah and simcha, there cannot be a chiyuv Talmud Torah when we cannot learn in the proper and passable way that we are supposed to learn, and therefore it is a reshus, not a chiyuv. There's a big discussion on Achroinim, brought in the Shari Tshuva, Siv Kot, Yud Gemal Tov Kuf Nun Dalet. When a person learns what he is entitled to learn, he has ideas, you know, he has a chidush. Could he write them? At least make notes. But Shlomo Kluger goes beyond that question, and he maintains that even though you're not learning the Vorma Mitzorim, but a Talmud Chochm sometimes, without intentionally thinking about a certain sugya, but it just suddenly it appears to him, and his thoughts are totally immersed in Torah all the time. And Shlomo Kluger says, a person doesn't have to fight Machshevet HaTorah and try to push them out of his mind. When Chazal asked for Talmud Torah, it means you cannot sit down next to the Gemara and intentionally sit to learn Vorma Mesamchim B'Divrei Torah. But that doesn't mean you have to fight against your own Machshevet HaTorah if it is unintentional. And I feel very strongly what Shlomo Kluger said. Since I was a younger man, I learned on Shabbos. So in the middle of the week, I always have a pen and paper right next to me, and I make notes. At Shabbos, I learn an entire day, and so many things come into my head. So I always make up codes, strange codes, each word indicating another. So again, I used to tell my little daughters they should remind me much of Shabbos. You know, a jumble of words, and it was very amusing to them, but it was extremely helpful to me to remember Motzei Shabbos. What are the different sugyas and different nekudas I need to deal with? Kedarko Shel Torah. So if Shlomo Kluger says, when you think about learning unintentionally, you don't have to fight that, and you don't have to push those thoughts out of your mind. So it is said about the great Sefer Shmoneh Avigdor of Rodit Shel, that the Yemei Avelis Shelo he learned Torah. And I recall once I was in the room of my Rebbe, the Klozma Rebbe, and he was a tremendous admirer of the Tzavnos Manach. So somebody brought in a new safe, a new book about his biography, and it was written there that he was an Ovel and he learned Torah. And the Klezmer Rebbe was very aggravated by that story, and he took his pen and he erased it. He said, it cannot be. Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara is mechayev the seven smanas just like anyone else. And it pushed out, luckily, you cannot learn. After he calmed down, after a day or two, I asked him, but there is a Yerushalmi in Perek Gimel, Halacha A, and Masechet Maikot, over the load, after a Divrei Torah, could learn. He smiled, and he didn't respond. I think he accepted it. There's also a Bavli in two different sources, which might explain the meaning of the Tzofnes Taneach. Kedushan Amad Gimel Amad Aleph, Zvochem Kuf Beis Omed Beis. In Zvochem, it's more amazing than in Kedushan. In Zvochem, Rava says, a certain Aloch in Kochim, and he says, Dovazeg in Mirna, Melabalozab Rekshim and Shomer Bebeit HaKisa. The Abelozab Shimon was in the Beit HaKisa. And he said the Beit Torah, and it's Talmidim heard. And the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, how could that be? Rabba Babachon Omer Reb Yochanan, also the Haror of the Divrei Torah, Beit HaKisa, Beit HaKisa. The Gemara answers, La'on Soi Shad. It was an oinus. He had no control over it. Rashi writes, Shehoisu Shmo'osu Shkura Bepiv, Ohoyu Maharar Bo Baal Korachoy. He was an oinus, but he always constantly was Maharar B'Divrei Torah. But the big question is in Zvochim, which is not relevant in Kedushin. But this is a chiddush that was heard from Rav Rosen Shem when he was in the bathroom. Obviously, when he went, Lashish Tzlochov, the Talmidim stood outside, and they knew that he was going to say Divrei Torah B'Kol. So they were outside, he was inside, and they heard Torah B'Kol. We could understand that a person is an oinus to be Maharav Divrei Torah. How would he be an oinus to say Divrei Torah? Well, I have a few suggestions. He was an oinus to be Marbit Torah. All his life he was Marbit Torah. Mamet Talmidim. And he was an oinus not only to be Maharav Divrei Torah, but to be Marbit Torah. Or maybe, no. Maybe we don't have to go that far. The style of his learning was like Bruria in Erevin Daf Nun Dalet, Chaim Emlo Mitzayim Bepeh. And Bruria taught the Talmidim the Beis HaMedrash that a person should learn vocally, not only B'machshev HaSalev, not only in his mind, but L'hoitzi B'piv. And that was his meaning. That was the way he learned. That was the way he always learned. And therefore, he was an oinus to be Moitzi B'piv. Or maybe a third approach. Because there is an Isor, even on Tirur Alev, and Balavach, he was an oinus, there is no Tosefes Isor by saying Torah. And therefore, he couldn't control his Machshavos, and he judged that if he has to be Maharal anyway, he might as well say Divrei Torah. But the story is true. One of my beloved sons-in-law is Banish Rosenbaum, very, very special Adam of mine, and he is an enikel of Reb Naftali Be'er-Shavar, Reb Chaim Yankov Naftali Zilberberg, one of the great Gedolim in Varsha. And in the family, they know that once he visited the Tzofnes Taneach V'Yemei Evela, he went for a Nechama Reilem, and his grandson, the Pittsburgh Gadol, went along with him, and he saw that the Rogachev is learning Torah. And Reb Naftali Be'er-Shavar was his age, and he was one of the Gedolim in Poland. So he asked him, and the Tzofnes Taneach responded, I'm saying it in Yiddish, his response was, Chazalam gasen sich freier in Teure, aber mit Afrika nicht dabei geben das ganze Leben. We don't have to give away our lives not to learn Teure. That was the Tzofnes Taneach. So him not to learn this would be tantamount to giving away his life. That was his chiyuv. Ki chayechem v'oirech yomech. So is there any of al halot achem divrei Torah more than the Tzofnes Taneach? And we must say, la'on soy sha'ani. Brings to mind the Rambam, Perek Zayin Hilchos Atzeret, and the Rambam explains the halacha Talmid Shegolo, le'ir miklos maglen rabbi yimoy, and the Gemara says, ha'makas dav yud, ve'nasav achas ha'urem ha'ile v'chai, avid lecha yusuf. The Rambam writes, chayai ba'le ha'chokhmo u'mevakseu l'roi Talmid kevisa chashuvim. That is not life. That is death. Life without Torah is not life. That is the way the Tzofnes Taneach felt. And when he was in a sugya, he couldn't just close the Gemara and learn Hilchos Aveilus, and therefore, that is what he did. And I think it has ample sources, twice in Bavli, once in Yerushalmi. I just want to point out that the Beisayek and Shimpei Dara and Eros Averis bring the Yerushalmi, and he says that the Poiskim did not quote this Yerushalmi. That is for Yechidim, for the greatest of the great. Rabbi Loza Rav Shimon, Zvochim Kuv Beis, Rav Shimon Barebi, Kedushin Lamed Gimel, Tafn Spaneach. So Chiddush, that is the way we have to understand the meaning of the Tafn Spaneach. So today we dealt with Simchas HaTorah, and the way Simchas HaTorah is prohibited on Tisha B'Av, but we are entitled to learn the Vodim Haroi and to intensify the mourning and the feeling of Haroi. I always say that our generation has a problem with the Avodas Yerushalayim. We are so far from the base of Mikdash, and in our upbringing and in our conceptual reality, we are very detached from Karbonos, from Beis HaMikdash. But I always say we should have no problem, Lis Abel al Yerushalayim. Because there is a beautiful medrash, Eicha. Bochet yitzke v'layla v'dimosa alechya. Masa b'shchen toysher Rabban Gamliel shoyse boicha v'layla sar ben teshchoyre shemeis. V'oyu Rabban Gamliel shomeya koylo. V'oyu boicha ima shena shu risa yeina avadu yidasev bochet yitzke v'layla v'dimosa alechya. What does it have to do with Chorban Beis HaMikdash? Personal tragedy. A young boy passed away. The young mother is crying bitterly in the middle of the night. Rabban Gamliel hears her pain, cries along with her. What does it have to do with Chorban Beis HaMikdash? Has to do. Because Beis HaMikdash is not only Karbonis. Beis HaMikdash is a Shoras HaShchina. Shoras HaShchina is Ha'oras Ponim. Oras Ponim is Midas HaRachamim. And Midas HaRachamim is life of peace, well-being, health, and happiness. Chorban Beis HaMikdash is not only Bitul HaTamidim HaKarbonis. It is Siluk HaShchina. Siluk HaShchina is Estaponim. Estaponim is Midas HaDin. And Midas HaDin is life of pain, turmoil, suffering. So when Rabban Gamliel hears a young mother crying upon the demise of a young child, he sees in that a manifestation of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. That is Estaponim. That is Midas HaDin. That is part of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. It is a bitui, a manifestation of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So he cries along with this young lady, feeling all her pain, feeling all her suffering. And that is Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And he cries on Chorban Beis HaMikdash. But the first thing we have to learn from this medrash is, when other people cry, we have to cry along. And we have to feel their pain. Klal Yisrael is one big family. Kolono b'nei ish echod nachnu. We are all one. And when people cry, we should cry alone. So my brothers, in many houses in Israel, mothers are crying, wives are crying, young Yisraelim are crying. And in the past 3 weeks, this war has cost almost 60 lives. I think every other country in the world would be proud and would put the emphasis on what a success, what a great military success. Only 56 dead. That is a great number dealing with military tactics and strategy and statistics. But to us, every death is one too many. Every Jew is a olam mole, a world. Amakayim nefesh achas, kiru kiyam olam mole. Amaved nefesh achas, kiru yidid olam mole. Those families will never be the same. those wounds never really entirely heal? To those fathers and mothers, wives and children, life will never be the same. And we have to feel their pain. They cry, we should cry alone. And that is the essence of the story of Shchento Yishe Rabban Gamliel. And it is a manifestation of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And when we cry along, we need not only to cry, but think, what is it we could do to help? So I was this week in America, and I gave various different shiurim. There was a big crowd gathered, like Irgun Shiurei Torah in Borough Park, because it was publicized that I will talk about the matzah in Eretz Yisrael, which I did. And I called upon all the Bnei Torah, all the Balabatim. If we really believe, as we should really believe, that every Perek in Tehillim, every Blat Gemara makes a difference, it is Mo'er Racham Eishamayim, Oim Desor Aglele Berchumo, Beschus Shav Shlam Sheiske B'Torah, then we are part of the war effort. And we bear tremendous responsibility. So it is not only a privilege, and it is not only a good excuse for not going to the army, it is an obligation and a tremendous responsibility. We do believe that every person that earns Torah and every person that davens is Mo'er Racham Eishamayim, especially in times of war. And we do make a difference. Melchamto shel Torah keneged melchama becherev ubechanis. We need the Beis Medrash. Because Israel wins wars b'schus Torah b'schus Tfilo. Em Hashem lo yishmo ir shod shokad shleim. Well, goes without saying, we need the best soldiers and the best officers and the best tactics and the best weaponry and the best tools. But ultimately, it is only the Siyata Dishmaya Hashem Yishmael Chama. And therefore, we need to feel the pain. We need to feel with all those hundreds and thousands of families whose life became torture, living in the war zone, hearing the sirens going off every few minutes, having bombs and rockets destroy their homes and cities and schools. And more than that, we need to feel the pain of those young soldiers who will never come home again, to their wives, to their children, and to their parents. We should feel their pain like Rabban Gamliel, Shehoyu Shemeya Koilo, and that is all a manifestation of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So in these days of mourning, we should do more in Torah and in Tefillah and in Chesed. And then Ahavas Reim, because of one of the great Zagulas, B'Shas Malchomet, Ahavas Reim. Because I'll say, Mavin Doresh of David LeDoresh El Acha. Doresh El Acha. They were showing that they used to go out and wage war and be victorious. Doresh of David Olam Yitzhak, and they lost in battle. Yil Turin Hoyu Beinehem. So especially in these challenging times, we should do more in Ahav Israel and Ahav Israel and Anach. So Kodesh Baruch Yerachem Aleinu, let us hope that the war will draw to an end and Israel will be victorious. And all the soldiers should come safely home ונתתי שלום בארץ ושמחת עולם ליושביה. שהקודש ברוך יבנה לנו את בית מגורשנו וספרתנו, שישלח מושיח צדקנו. כי אתו השם באש יצאת ובאש אתו עושה לבנויסה במהרו.